listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What I'm about to lay out is a lot bigger than Donald Trump, though I do support most of the former president's policies and wish the election wasn't stolen from him. But regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, this is about common sense and free speech and fighting authoritarianism. Even the authoritarian Merkel and the globalist Macron over in Europe, in France and Germany, have said Facebook, Twitter, and all these other sites banning President Trump from the internet is incredibly dangerous trend. And now we see members of parliament in Australia being banned because they interview a medical doctor that says COVID-19's been overblown in a power grab. We see Governor DeSantis having hearings with scientists and doctors talking about other treatments for COVID-19 like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and YouTube bans that. This is so dangerous. And then Facebook, back in January, said, well, we're going to have a hearing on this new special board we've formed of different leftists from around the United States and the world to decide if he's allowed to come back. And in the interim, they said even his voice is banned. So other people can't play clips of him. They can't show him. I mean, that is beyond 1984. That is memory-holing somebody's voice, somebody's likeness. That's beyond what they said 2 years ago about me when I said Joe Biden clearly had another stroke. He can barely talk. He's got dementia. They said Jones put out false info. Joe Biden has great cognitive abilities. And henceforth, you will not even say nice things about Alex Jones. If you make nice mentions of him, you'll be suspended or then banned. So, again, this is beyond 1984, AI controlling what you can say and do. Well, now, the ADL's head, Mr. Greenblatt, is one of the main board members, and he is sitting in judgment over a U.S. president with this other collection of Islamists and others, and they're set to announce tomorrow whether Trump will be allowed back on Facebook that has 2.8 billion members and 2.8 billion users on average every month. Think about that. It's basically twice as big as the population of China. It's the size of China and India's population put together. 2.8 billion regular users, hundreds of millions of other visitors every week. So we're talking over 3 billion people. It's the biggest nation in the world. It's a cyber nation. And they're saying that you can't hear from the 45th president of the United States because he's too dangerous. If they can censor President Trump, they can censor anybody. So here is the ADL and this new Marxist court they've got that sits in judgment of an American president. This is just unprecedented. It's so incredibly dangerous. They've got a new law they're set to pass in Canada where the government will control what each person can post and can't post, a regulatory agency. They added a provision to go after the general public. I mean, this is not the march of tyranny. Tyranny has arrived 21st century style with all the trappings of classical tyrannies with a high-tech overlay. And that's why band.video and Infowars.com and Newswars.com are so important now more than ever. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Thank you for sharing the articles and videos, because if you don't, nobody will. And the sites are exploding. And the globalists are really pissed that despite the fact they've taken so many of our services, taken so many of our softwares away, we have been massively harassed, banned on over 100 platforms now. We are still on air thanks to your prayers and your support and the fabulous team of folks here at InfoWars and our IT crew. This is just such a special operation. And the ADL had Sacha Baron Cohen as their keynote speaker last winter. And he said if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't let us take control of his organization, he should face prison. He's a murderer because somebody on his 3 billion users might do something wrong. And then they went and took the head of the ADL and put him on the board. So we used to get mad at Jesse Jackson shaking down U.S. corporations, or he'd call them racist. Look how far we've gone now to Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning down federal buildings and shooting and killing people. And the media says they're good. And then people walking in the velvet ropes of the Capitol is the greatest attack since Pearl Harbor.
Folks, you can find and share this video on band.video and Infowars.com. It's called The ADL-Run Tribunal to Decide Trump's Internet Fate. That will be one of many amazing stories we'll cover on today's edition of American Journal. Stay with us.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, well, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying or super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Just going through my final organization here of the Daily Dispatch before we get into it. Very excited to have you here with us today. We have Gavin Wax. He'll be joining us in the third hour. So many videos, so many stories to get to. I don't know how I'm going to get to all of them. So let's just try, shall we? Let's begin as we always do with our Daily Dispatch. All right, folks, here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 5th of May, 2021. And what a sizable dispatch it is today. Derek Chauvin has asked for a new trial. The former Minneapolis police officer was convicted last month of killing George Floyd. We filed a request Tuesday asking for a new trial. Eric Nelson, Chauvin's attorney, alleged that juror misconduct and pretrial publicity in part led to Chauvin's conviction for second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter and Floyd's death last year. Chauvin's legal team specifically cited the court's rejections of its request to change the hearing's venue outside Minneapolis. Nelson wrote in the court filing that the court had abused its discretion when it denied defendant's motion for a change of venue and that publicity around the high-profile hearing escalated the potential for prejudice in those proceedings. This perhaps complicated by the fact that one of the jurors has now outed himself and revealed that he lied during his jury selection interview where he said he was not particularly aware of the events surrounding the death of George Floyd, and it was later revealed that he participated in a protest called the Get Your Knee Off Our Neck protest and wearing a T-shirt that directly referenced the killing of George Floyd. So perhaps justice will be achieved with Derek Chauvin, because for now he is facing the totally unjust claims that he killed a man in cold blood, essentially, and will now be spending decades in prison. So perhaps a new trial in somewhere other than Minneapolis. Isn't that exciting? The LA Times reports, record low U.S. birth rate fell another 4% in 2020, says the CDC. 2020 was a grueling year, and it was the number of Americans born into it was lower than it had been in more than four decades. Other places are saying we've now reached fertility levels lower than we've seen in 100 years. 4% lower fertility rate in 2020 than in 2019, and the sixth year in a row that that number has declined. In fact, the figure's so low, you also go all the way back to 1979 to beat it. Back then, the U.S. population was just over 224 million, according to the Census Bureau. On December 31st, 2020, it was 330 million. So even though we have over 105 million more people, our birth rate, the number of births, is actually lower than in 1979. Really, really incredible. Really shocking. Of course, we've seen with the countries like Hungary, you can reverse this trend. You can actually get your birth rate up. You can actually support life rather than allowing the home population to die and be taken over by people from other countries. You could do that, but they're not interested in that. No, this is perfectly fine with them. Pfizer plans to request COVID-19 vaccine emergency authorization for all ages 2 through 11 in September. Pfizer Chairman and CEO Albert Bourla said in a quarterly earnings call Thursday he expects to request emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration in September. Under his plan, the EAU requests ages 6 months to 2 years to follow in the fourth quarter. Six-month-old children being injected with this highly experimental and not even yet FDA-approved vaccine for COVID-19, a.k.a. the flu. Stay-at-home lockdowns, according to a study by the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago, they found that stay-at-home lockdowns made no difference to COVID deaths. No difference at all. The peer-reviewed study published in a scientific journal, PNAS, found stay-at-home orders, also known as shelter-in-place orders or SIPs, were not associated with lower infections or death. Furthermore, they were actually associated with a slight increase in infections and death, although this was not statistically significant. The results are summarized in the chart below, and then they, of course, have the actual chart that shows absolutely no correlation between lockdown orders and the severity of those lockdown orders and any limitation in the spread of COVID-19. So there you go, folks. Just one in like 10 studies that have come out in the last month that shows everything that the everything from the mask orders to the lockdown orders that destroyed our entire economy led to many more deaths of suicide, as well as mentally scarred our children for the rest of their lives. Totally unnecessary. Don't work at all. Diner in Louisville draws handgun as armed Black Lives Matter protests swarm the restaurant. Images showed a Louisville restaurant patron pointing a handgun at armed Black Lives Matter protesters who swarmed the outdoor dining patio during demonstrations in honor of Breonna Taylor on the day of the Kentucky Derby. Louisville Metro Police on Saturday responded to La Chase, an upscale European restaurant, as protesters were marching northbound on the street. A restaurant employee told dispatchers that multiple armed protesters entered the restaurant property, which included an outdoor dining space. So That's fine. Look, folks, I know you might be worried about mobs of anti-American aggravators with guns storming onto private property to confront innocent people who are just trying to enjoy their dinner. But I think you're missing the main point here. They're Black. These aren't white people doing this. Now, if it was white people, I'd understand. You'd be kicking in doors in the middle of the night. But I think we need to make it clear this is Black Lives Matter. Therefore, marching around with guns and confronting innocent people while they're minding their own business is good. It's a good thing and will not be punished. And we'll show you that video later in the program. In Minneapolis, police refused to enter the George Floyd Autonomous Zone and force a bleeding woman to go to them. Minneapolis police are refusing to enter the George Floyd Autonomous Zone, with emergency responders instructing a bleeding woman who was pushed out of a window to come to them since they can't get to her. Known as George Floyd Square or the Free State of George Floyd, or South Africa 2.0, the area surrounding the death site of Floyd has been operating as an autonomous zone, independent from control or police. Isn't this amazing how they can just do this? They're just like, yeah, this is ours now. We now act independently of the city in which we reside. And everybody's just like, okay, yeah, that's fine. This should be our tactic. Honestly, we need to make some autonomous zones, because apparently you can just do that. You can just secede from the union in small zones, as long as you claim you're with Black Lives Matter. Really incredible. And even if you have a life or death situation where a victim was pushed out of a window in a domestic dispute, the police will just wait politely on the edge of your border for you to deliver the injured woman to you. So, you know, it's interesting. The really interesting part about this is how they're going to investigate the fact that this woman was pushed out of the window. They can't even get in to help the injured woman. You think they're really going to get in to investigate the crime? No, whoever pushed her out the window is free to go. It's the Chaz Autonomous South Africa Zone there in Minneapolis. Beautiful, beautiful thing. Olympics ban Black Lives Matter apparel, again threatening to punish athletes who protest. Athletes will not be allowed to wear clothing with the slogans Black Lives Matter at the Tokyo Olympics game. The International Olympic Committee has decided, reiterating that plans to enforce the game's Rule 50, which banned political or social justice protests of any kind at the international athletic event set to take place in just a few weeks. Wouldn't it be fun to see the Olympics under a globalist scheme? You know, the Olympics are inherently nationalist. It's nations competing against one another. If the globalists have me, why is this allowed? Why is this permitted? Two nations competing against each other? It should just be, whoever's best in the world at what they do. It'll just be a bunch of Kenyans running track, a bunch of Iranians wrestling each other. This is the way it'll be without nations. I think the whole concept of Olympics is out the window. I mean, we're a globalist world now. There's no room for nations competing and striving to better one another. No. We need to just have no more nations. The Olympics will just be a bunch of random athletes going for themselves. Nothing else. They don't represent America. They represent the world. That's how the Olympics need to be. We should have a globalist Olympics here on InfoWars. It'll be great. It'll be great. No nations. No nations in the globalist Olympics. No pride. No fellowship. No competition. Just subservience.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're going to continue through our daily dispatch now. I'm just I'm shocked at some of these stories, honestly. It's really incredible. Just absolutely mind-boggling, some of these. One of these that perhaps not surprising as others. CNN host Anderson Cooper set a new record, a new world record, unparalleled in the world of broadcast entertainment. CNN host Anderson Cooper's Jeopardy debut flops, drawing the lowest guest host rating in the show's history. Oh, gosh. Darn it. It's like, but I'm a Vanderbilt. I get everything I want. Yes, lowest ratings in the show's history for Anderson Cooper, which is appropriate because his fellow CNN host, Wolf Blitzer, holds the records for the most humiliating appearance on Jeopardy of all time. Maybe we can find that. Wolf Blitzer on Jeopardy, leaving with something like negative $10,000. Yeah, CNN hires very dumb people with very white hair to tell you lies. That's what it's all about. Negative $4,600 for CNN's Wolf Blitzer during his celebrity game. Good stuff. Here's some not good stuff. In fact, some baffling and troubling stuff. White woman, 35, faces hate crime for dialing 911 on a black delivery driver. Julie Warland, or Walrand, 35, is facing a string of charges over the April 18 incident, including offensive words and willfully threatening a person based on their perceived characteristics. Now, I've read through this article looking for the crime that she committed, and there isn't one, actually. She said mean words to a guy who she says was speeding a box truck down a neighborhood street. A string of charges. Warland and her boyfriend, who's not been identified, allegedly called 911 on Amazon driver Kendall McIntosh, claiming he was speeding through the streets of North Berkeley. So you're in a neighborhood, you watch a box truck roar through the street where your children sometimes play, you call the police and attempt to get this behavior modified, and then you get arrested. Why? Because, well, you said mean words at the person who was delivering the package. When McIntosh stopped to make a delivery, Walren pulled up next to him in her car and allegedly launched into an abusive tirade. Oh, dear, a tirade? You don't say. Look at that guy. Oh, my God. He was so scared of this tiny woman yelling mean words at him. She's just like, F word. He's like, oh, 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 God. Oh, I'm being assaulted. Send her to jail for years. It's a hate crime, after all. McIntosh claims he was subject to a series of racial slurs, including the N word. You can see the scars on his face because of it. McIntosh later told KVTU he was scared during the altercation. He's just absolutely terrified. My God, those words. I mean, they're just terrifying words that were being said at him. The vibrations of the air. How could he handle it? He says, if you feel like you have to videotape it or anything, definitely do that, because I felt like if there wasn't a video, if it wasn't being recorded, she probably could have gotten away with saying that. Oh, not anymore. No, she's not getting away with the words she said anymore. Not in this America. Charges against Warland have yet to be filed, and she was released from custody on April 19th. The clip of the altercation was condemned by Berkeley police. Yes, how dare a woman say mean words? Back in February, Oakland police arrested a Berkeley man for allegedly posting troubling statements directed towards the Asian community on social media. In January, a white woman was arrested in Berkeley for reportedly yelling hateful statements about people of Mexican descent at a Hispanic woman. My God, How do they keep getting away with this? You have to love Mexican people or you get arrested. You can't say mean things about Mexican people. Just, you know, I don't know how much I have to get into this, but you understand your freedom of speech is being destroyed, right? You understand that it doesn't matter if it's insulting or not. It doesn't matter if it's egregious. It doesn't matter if it's very mean. We are now arresting people for words. Okay. Lawmakers to the FBI head wrote a letter. They said, we write to request information about the FBI's illegal spying activities. Representatives Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray highlighting a recently declassified Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court memo, opinion and order. According to a recently released opinion from the FISC and the FBI, the FBI has seriously and systematically abusing its warrantless electronic surveillance authority. The lawmaker said in the letter, we write to request information about the FBI's illegal spying activities. The congressman pressed Ray to explain why almost a year after the OIG's report about FISA abuses, the court found the FBI to still be abusing its warrantless surveillance authority under Section 702 and to supply a detailed accounting of every instance since December 2019 when the FBI has queried accessed otherwise used information obtained pursuant to Section 702 for purposes unrelated to national security. Yeah, so nobody in the FBI was punished for spying on a presidential campaign by abusing this court. Nobody was punished after the OIG's report showed that they abused the FISA allowances, and now they're continuing to do so and still not being punished for it. So I think this may represent an ultimate symbolic contest between people actually elected by the American people to represent them and to hold the government to account and the elements of the deep state who so far are acting completely unaccountable and running roughshod over all limitations to their power and limitations to their ability to abuse the rights of American citizens. I wonder what it'll be. I wonder if Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs, representatives of the American people, will actually succeed over the FBI, the totally unaccountable spy state secret police force that is currently putting Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs' supporters in prison, solitary confinement for weeks and potentially years in prison for daring to protest them. I wonder who's going to win this contest. Hey, speaking of, violent FBI raid on home of couple who were in D.C. on January 6th ends in mistaken ID. On Wednesday evening, Marilyn Hooper posted on Facebook that a dozen armed agents broke into her home business on Ocean Drive Loop and handcuffed her and her husband after the agent searched the house and seized her phones and laptops looking for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's belongings. Yeah, they got the wrong person. Well, oh well. Good thing there's no consequence for doing things incorrectly in the FBI. Just go ahead and abuse any American citizen you so please. Take their stuff. Imprison them. Why not? It's not like we have a functional government actually protecting our rights. When we get back, we'll get into some of the moves that the federal government is making to override the will of the states and, smaller local governments as they attempt to mitigate the disaster that has come about by the Biden administration. Now, the Biden administration is cracking down on their ability to stand up against it.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'm going to try to get through the rest of this daily dispatch here in this segment so we have time this program to go to your calls and some of the videos that I would like to show you. But I'm just... Every day, there's just new abuses coming out of the federal government. It's truly unbelievable. Here's a story from New York Times. Schumer readies Plan B to push immigration changes unilaterally. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York and the majority leader, is quietly considering trying to use a fast-track budget maneuver to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants should bipartisan talks on providing a pathway to citizenship fall apart. Mr. Schumer has privately told the Congressional Hispanic Caucus in recent weeks that he's actively exploring whether it would be possible to attach a broad revision of immigration laws to President Biden's infrastructure plan and pass it through a process known as budget reconciliation, according to two people briefed on his comments. I remember what it said up here. It says he's going to use this should bipartisan talks on providing a pathway to citizenship fall apart. See, Republicans want the government to fulfill its most basic duty of protecting the borders against invasion from outsiders, like just the bare minimum a government needs to be doing. Republicans are just begging for that to be done. Meanwhile, the Democrats are demanding that potentially tens of millions of foreign citizens are simply overnight made into American citizens despite going through no process of vetting whatsoever. In fact, they're only here because they have shown their willingness to break American law for their own advantage. They are, by definition, criminals living here. And they're saying you either make them citizens or we will make them citizens. This is the negotiation tactics of the Democrats. Republicans, meanwhile, waffling, well, if we don't give them a pathway to citizenship, then they'll just make them all citizens. Okay. I guess this is how it goes. Attach a broad revision of immigration laws to Biden's infrastructure plan. That's how the government works, right? Right. If you want to pass an immigration law, you don't put forward a bill to change immigration law and then vote on that. No, you just tack it on through a, you know, bureaucratic sleight of hand to an infrastructure bill. And then you claim anybody that doesn't vote for it is not only racist, but doesn't want you to have roads outside your house. It's a ridiculous partisan gamesmanship, clearly undermining everything that a nation even is. Just absolutely destroying the entire population of America. Tens of millions of foreigners just made into citizens overnight. Do they love America? No, they break its laws. They come over here showing no respect for anything that we believe in. You know, there's an idea of what it was to be American at some point. That's been replaced. Now America is simply a dumping ground for the rest of the world to come and try to exploit the American people as much as possible. You know, these words they use, truly incredible. Biden White House is preparing to confront states on anti-trans bills. At the time of writing, 253 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in the current legislative section. 124 of these bills are anti-trans, including 66 focused on playing sports, 33 focused on access to health care, and 14 focused bathroom and locker room access. Anti-trans. Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, West Virginia, and South Dakota have introduced bans on trans girls playing sports. You can just, and this says Arkansas has enshrined a ban on gender-affirming health care. Gender-affirming health care. Hey, scroll down on this article a little bit, guys. It's a Daily Beast article. Biden White House is preparing to confront states on anti-trans bills. Scroll down just a touch. No, too far. I just meant like a touch. I want to see that image. I want to see the image. Oh, there it is. I just want to, I was staring for a moment today as I was looking at this, at the black shark-like, cold, soulless eyes of Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris right down there. I just, you know, just the face of evil. It's a sick, sick, sick world that we live in right now. So you can just change some of these words and it becomes more accurate and more apparent what exactly is going on. For example, instead of saying Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and West Virginia and South Dakota have introduced a ban on trans girls playing school sports, you can say that they have introduced a ban on boys playing against girls in school sports. When they say Arkansas has enshrined a ban on gender-affirming health care, what they mean is that Arkansas has enshrined a ban on castrating children. Okay, that's what they actually mean, gender-affirming health care. It's so insane to me. These people are perfectly healthy physically. Nothing wrong with them. Health care is something you require that if you don't provide it, something bad happens, right? If I have a heart attack, I need health care to repair my heart. If I have the flu, I need health care, perhaps some sort of medicine to get me back to a state of health, or else it'll deteriorate and I'll get worse and I'll die. Health care is not something where you're perfectly fine physically, totally fine, but you have a mental condition that says I have to chop off my junk or I'm not going to be happy. That's not health care. You're fine. Nothing is done. These children will grow to 18, perfectly healthy. They'll go through all the normal processes of a growing human. And then once they're 18, they can decide to do whatever the heck they want to their body. I couldn't care less. But when they're children, it's not health care to castrate them, whether you do it chemically at a doctor's office or with a rusty knife in the kitchen, okay? It's still castration. Gender-affirming health care. Okay. Failed St. Louis prosecutor and crackpot Kim Gardner faces misconduct probe for illicit conduct during the Greitens case, may lose her law license. That's right. The Soros-funded circuit attorney has been embroiled in a number of acts of blatant stupidity recently. So in case, you know, under her leadership, St. Louis homicides skyrocketing to the highest rate in 50 years wasn't enough to get her out of office. She's also rejected several open and shut cases due to the fact that she believed local police officers were racist, right? Criminals coming in, all the evidence there. They definitely committed the crime. Go ahead, back onto the street. Go continue your criminal ways. After all, the police as a whole are racist. We're sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Drug Dealer. Gardner also released all of the protesters and looters in 2020 after the deadly George Floyd riots in St. Louis. Of course, she did not want to release, but was forced to, the McCloskeys, who actually stood up against the rioters, who actually stood outside of their homes with their lawfully owned handguns to prevent the rioters from getting onto their private property. She really tried to imprison them for a long time and then was prevented and then tried to appeal and just desperately, doggedly went after these people for protecting their property. Meanwhile, the people burning down her city, free to go. Free to go. This is what you get when you vote for people who were funded and propped up by Nazi billionaires, you morons. Well, now it's even worse. Tuesday, the Missouri State Disciplinary Council found probable cause that Kim Gardner committed professional misconduct. She may lose her law license. The St. Louis circuit attorney may lose her license for lying under oath about the Greitens case. What? You're telling me this woman has no honor? This woman is a liar? This woman is a total failure, completely incompetent, a mindless tool of forces that she doesn't even comprehend? What? I can't believe it. She seemed like such an upstanding, honorable person when she was letting drug dealers out on the street because she says the cops were racist. How could this be? How could we not trust this strange-looking woman? All right, we'll be back, folks. We're on the other side.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard, Windsor Palmetto, and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract to create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is American Journal on InfoWars.com and Band.video. They've extended the sale. It's a relocked and reloaded sale, up to 50% off the back-in-stock specials such as Bod Ease and Vazo Beats. All storable food is also 10% off. Alpha Power is back in stock and 40% off. Prostagard as well, Winter Sun Plus, and Rocket Rest, all back in stock, all 40% off. The pure turmeric liquid extract is gone. It's sold out. It's over. So if you want to get one of these other great products at a massive discount, you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make your purchase, because they may be gone if you delay. Also, I haven't mentioned it in a while, but our callers have been nice enough to Operation Endgame, War in the World, Stop the Great Reset, get the film that predicted it all, now available for as low as $3.95. These are DVDs that cannot be deleted by Google. They can't even be deleted by Microsoft. They can't be deleted by the backdoor access into your computer that's installed on the hardware of your chips that can go in and delete your files on your hard drive. Yeah, that exists, folks, but you can't delete information from a DVD that's sitting on a shelf, and that's what Endgame is. You can get one DVD for $14.95, two for $9.95 each, and if you get up to 10 DVDs, you can get them for $3.95. Five DVDs is $5.95, three DVDs, $8.95 each. So the more you buy, the cheaper they are. And you can carry out your own guerrilla information warfare and spread this information around that shows how none of this stuff that we're under is unexpected or new. And in fact, it is very simply the culmination of a plan that has been in place for decades. I'll be taking your phone calls this show. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. I got a couple more stories to talk about here while we wait for the phones to fill up before getting to some of the videos and your phone calls in the next hour. But it's almost like, I could just recite all of these headlines, and maybe people that are actually paying attention will get the idea of where all of this is and where we're going. But It really is amazing. Did I read this one yet? Did I read this? Biden administration drops dozens of charges against violent protesters in Portland. The Justice Department are dropping 58 of the 97 criminal charges brought after the Portland riots, including assaults on officers. One of the defendants who saw their charges dropped in Portland was David Bouchard, who admitted he put a Customs and Border Protection officer in a chokehold. Likewise, the Justice Department dismissed the charge against Charles Comfort, who was indicted by a grand jury of civil disorder for twice charging a Portland Police Bureau officers and hitting them with a makeshift shield and kicking a third officer. There were reportedly 31 deferred resolution agreements signed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland, including 19 charged with felonies and some involving alleged assaults on federal officers. So that's happening. Just assaulting officers, just rioting endlessly for years. Just total chaos, destruction, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning down police precincts, throwing rocks and frozen soda cans at officers. They get arrested. They get a grand jury. Do you know how complicated it is to get a grand jury together? Do you know how involved a grand jury is? The arguments that have to be made, the evidence that has to be gathered, the jury members have to be pulled out of their work and their lives for a couple weeks to sit in a secret selection, to go on a grand jury, to look at all of the evidence. They finally decide, yeah, it looks like that guy committed an egregious felony and should be held to account. And then the Justice Department comes in and is just like, never mind. Just all that work, all that money, all that time, the violent crime, just toss it out. Who cares? Doesn't matter. They're the good guys after all. I mean, look, they're just burning American flags in the street. Clearly, we need to protect these people, even if it means allowing them to get away with assault on police officers. They're the good guys. Just absolutely incredible when you compare it with how literally, I mean, just think about this. And it's like I have to repeat this over and over because it happens over and over. But this simple thing, it's like, do people not understand this is going on? But they do. They do. If you tell people about this, they just like assume that it's a good thing. They like think that it's right. Like you can have two people. One of them is like a professional rioter that just does nothing but like smoke meth and throw rocks at passing cars, and they are assaulting officers and trying to burn down buildings, and that's just their existence, and they just do that constantly, and they just live off the, you know, surplus of the state. They just live off your tax dollars, just doing that, just causing chaos, just causing trouble, just committing crime constantly. And they're caught assaulting officers, like putting officers in chokeholds or bashing them with shields. And they're released. Meanwhile, you have like some, you know, hardworking 60-year-old plumber from Montana that goes to D.C. to participate in the largest protest of all time. He puts his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk and they're like trying to send him to prison for decades. And you tell that to people and they're just like, well, you know, he's a domestic terrorist, I guess. It's just this like default trust of authority that just baffles me. It blows my mind. I do not understand it in the slightest. I mean, I guess I do understand it because I'm aware that like the people that run our country are despicable morons. Okay. So I get it, but still, it's just like the fact that we allow this to go on, like, why do we allow this to go on? Which is worse, this or like, just think of all of the images of Black Lives Matter, just like people just being pulled out of their trucks and kicked in the head by a guy running like he's punting a football. According to most of America, this is worse. This is way worse. This was worse than 9/11. This was worse than Pearl Harbor. Just mind-blowing. There's a lot of tech censorship news as well. Twitter censors locks out media right news for quoting Antifa in their headline. Media right news account was locked Tuesday. It was revealed to National File. The account was accused by Twitter of engaging in targeted harassment for tweeting out a headline of a story that they covered last week. The account was hit with the locks only days after tweeting out the story entitled Antifa Hit List Recordings Exposed by ABC Affiliate, quote, Let's Kill Some Cops. with Twitter likely targeting the tweet due to the quote from Antifa activists. I just... People are like, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. But Antifa gets away with felonies constantly, continuously, sometimes twice on the same day. Antifa is just a mill of you know, billionaires covering their bail, billionaires providing them lawyers, the police and the mayor and the district attorneys all just turning a total blind eye to it, allowing them to do whatever the hell they want and never even attempting to stop them. Then you try to point this out on social media and social media censors you. You try to bring this up to your representatives. They claim that Antifa doesn't even exist. It's not real. Meanwhile, pregnant single mothers are having their doors kicked down at 2 a.m. because they were in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. And it gets worse. Judicial Watch. Records show Iowa state officials coordinated with big tech to censor 2020 election posts. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch on Monday released documents showing that Iowa officials working with big tech to censor 2020 election posts. The records show Iowa officials of the Secretary of State's office on multiple occasions successfully pressured Facebook and Twitter to remove Judicial Watch's posts, sounding the alarm on the state's dirty voter rolls. I mean, it wasn't wrong. It wasn't incorrect information. It wasn't hateful information. Nobody did point out the failures of the Secretary of State of Iowa. So the Secretary of State of Iowa went to Facebook and said, censor them. Facebook said, yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. Mind blowing. Here's another. I mean, just every story. It's like, how many stories have I covered? I've done an entire hour just basically just reading headlines and ranting a little bit. But some of these headlines are the most insane ones. Attorney General Garland, Biden DOJ budget includes $85 million increase to probe domestic terrorism cases. Not the people walking around Louisville heavily armed and, you know, pointing their guns at people eating dinner at a restaurant. No, no, they're not the terrorists. You are. Trump supporters are. Info warriors are. $85 million now. Can you fathom what you could achieve with $85 million? Now understand that that $85 million weapons array is being locked and loaded and pointed at the American people. And that's just the latest advancement.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like Fazo Beats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. Maybe I'll just go to your calls right now. I'm just sitting here during the break and just, like, trying to wrap my head around everything that I'm seeing and how we possibly fight back against this. Because, you know, I try to like, in general, keep things in categories, you know, like, okay, we'll cover coronavirus stuff, then we'll cover Black Lives Matter stuff and all that sort of stuff. But it's like, there's no uniformity to any of this. It's all completely intertwined and, you know, interdependent, but at the same time, completely unique and independent from one another. And yet it's all pushing towards one singular goal, which is a global technocratic fascism of the biggest companies in the world and the basically international deep state spy apparatus joining together to crush any form of dissent. That's the ultimate, like, point that all of these different lines, like when you draw a perspective and all the different lines in the foreground all meet in that singular point in the background. So we have one singular point, but all of this, it's an array of information all pointing in that direction. And yet, you know, you can't really make the argument with just one of these stories that this is what's going on, except for, you know, a few of these are particularly egregious. And they all sort of, you know, share elements of one another. But it's like, it's almost like there's not a story in the news that does not conform to this blueprint of just total corruption, just complete domination by the most evil forces in the entire world. Everything from, I mean, the U.S. birth rate falling to its lowest point in more than a century, despite having over $100 million more people in the country. Meanwhile, just tens of millions of people to be legalized because of, like, bureaucratic glad handing and sleight of hand in the background by Chuck Schumer, tacking on, again, tens of millions of foreign citizens becoming Americans overnight as a part of the infrastructure bill. What? How is this happening? How are they kicking down the doors of pregnant single mothers in the middle of the night and threatening them with decades in prison while simultaneously letting literally people convicted by a grand jury of violently assaulting police officers, just letting them go, just goodbye. Their bail is paid by billionaires. This headline from New York Times: Swiss billionaire quietly becomes influential force among Democrats. Oh, that's just a thing, is it? That's just fine. That's just totally cool. Okay. Just a foreigner dropping hundreds of millions of dollars into American politics through shady anonymous donation schemes. And they're just like, isn't that great? Isn't this amazing? It's not foreign collusion, right? $208 million from 2016 through early last year to three other nonprofit funds that doled out money to a wide array of groups that backed progressive causes and helped Democrats in their efforts to win the White House and control Congress last year. I don't know. I don't know. I'll go to your calls on the other side, because I think we may have lost. Like, what do we do now? What do we do? The FBI is now, like, funding an entirely new wing to go after political dissidents, and we're political dissidents.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We got full phone lines this morning, and we go out to those directly. Katie in Pennsylvania says, women need to step up. Right on, Katie. I think we all do. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
All right.
Hey, you're going to have to excuse me if you hear yelling in the background.
Oh, that's all right.
I have my kids with me.
Likewise.
Right, so
I might be yelling in the background.
I think a big issue that we're overlooking.
Big issue that we're overlooking?
We're overlooking it. Women on the right, not specifically and entirely, but women today need to speak up.
Yes.
It's on the men also. Our men need to step up, but they're coming for our children.
Yeah.
And
Katie, no, you're dropping out there, Katie. I think maybe you have a bad connection, but your point is you've made it already. I mean, women need to step up, and here's the thing. And this isn't even a knock on women or you know whatever, but women are far more easily influenced by peer pressure. It's just the fact of the matter. It's why a lot of stuff is, marketed particularly to women, and why a lot of the propaganda is focused, particularly on women. And there's all sorts of, evolutionary and societal reasons why that would be. But the fact is, women are more likely to go with a group when the group is doing something. Men are more likely if a group is going one way and they want to go another, the men will go the other way. It's just the way it is. And it's not necessarily, a bad thing. I mean, it has to do with women's empathy and their sort of openness and agreeableness in groups. And it's natural. It's a survival technique or whatever. But that also means that, it also has to do with, especially when they're young, like especially in like middle school, when they're like most vulnerable, when they're going through puberty, when they're experiencing all this change and when their social world is being rocked. Like a lot of people I know, they're not people I know, but I'm aware of a lot of groups that like will homeschool girls for middle school because the environment, the social environment of middle school can be so toxic for young girls. And they don't want them developing like, eating disorders and stuff because they're being ridiculed by their compatriots there in school. It's just a fact of the matter. But that also means that conservative women need to stand up. Like you need to influence your peers. And they've shown studies that fertility can be increased by people sharing photos of babies on social media. Like you can actually have an impact. If you show photos of like you and your child having fun on social media, you'll actually influence people that see that and make them more likely to start a family themselves. And the almost number one tactic of the left is using social shame to silence dissent. So some, purple-haired girl with piercings all over her face and tattoos all up her neck will post something on social media that's just nonsense. And the conservatives who see that sort of roll their eyes, but they don't say anything because they know that the zeitgeist, the top-down dictate from the media world, is this is the right way to think, and anybody outside of it is a hateful bigot who can be smeared relentlessly, and essentially they're not human. So you need to stand up and hit back just as hard, not with this like timid, like, well, I kind of disagree with you a little bit there, but just take on that confidence that you should have because you're right. Stand up and just be like, this is wrong and stupid, and you're wrong and stupid. Like, people shouldn't have carte blanche to just like insult you and the things that you believe and not be held to account for it, not be faced up for it. So I think a caller was right. I've been a little bit disappointed, I might say, in women that I know in my personal life who believe all the right things and they're like totally correct, but just like won't say anything because all of their friends are dumb and they all say dumb things. And then the smart girls just sort of roll their eyes and don't say anything about it and pretend to agree to get along. And frankly, it's annoying. You need to stand up for the right ideas because peer pressure can have a huge effect, but it's only going in one direction right now. Let's go to Matt in Texas, who has a theory about Dogecoin. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks.
I just want to really see if anybody else like feels the same way, but I've been in, invested in crypto for quite a while. Not like a big time investor or anything. I just think, and I ultimately think that like once we get to a cashless society, that's not going to be a good thing. And I tell my friends and family that, like, I advise them to buy crypto, invest in crypto, because when it gets to that point, if you're not vaccinated and all this, you're not going to be able to participate in a digital economy. So you're really just ensuring by buying into it now. It's not really like a get rich quick kind of thing. But I just noticed that, like, I don't know, man, like the last 2 weeks, especially last week, all these coins are down, and Dogecoin is the only one in the green, the only one that's profiting. All these people that I'm glad people that don't know about cryptos are getting invested in crypto through Dogecoin. But it seems to me like a Trojan horse, like non-threatening way to bring in a cashless society. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Dogecoin like first started, like it was a big joke on Reddit. Now I guess it's a real thing. I think Elon Musk was tweeting about it or something. I got to be honest. I know a lot of our audience really loves crypto and the technology is really exciting or whatever. But I don't trust it and I really don't care about it. So I don't know. Maybe it is a Trojan horse bringing a cashless society, but I think we're going that way anyway. And I think whether you refer to it as cryptocurrency or whether they just come out with some sort of, fiat cryptocurrency, I think we're definitely going that way, and I don't think it's as secure or as private as people make it out to be, because I've seen a lot of stuff reveal, or safe, but frankly. So I don't know. I'm not going to be buying any Dogecoin or any other whatever these things are, coins in general. I'll buy gold and silver and bury it. that's my tactic, and that's my advice. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. CCDH versus Mercola. I don't know what either one of those things are, Johnny. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Let me just remind you, yesterday is the Center for Countering Digital Hate.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
First, Delta Mercola and his site, Mercola.com.
Right.
Yeah, some further research into that. As I mentioned yesterday, the CCDH, the disinformation dozen, reveals that just 12 individuals and their organizations are responsible for the bulk of anti-vax content
Right. Shared
on Facebook and Twitter. And the majority of the disinformation doesn't remain on major social media platforms despite repeated violations of the latter's terms of service. Now, I was a little discouraged by it yesterday, so I have good news and bad news, as usual, in this crazy world. The good news is Despite that, and the fact that Mercola wrote an article titled Why I'm Removing All Articles Related to Vitamins D, C, Zinc, and COVID-19, Mercola.com actually remains a pretty potent site in the fight against the NWO in general and the COVID-19 hoax in particular, as evidenced by the two articles today being U.S.-funded lab helped Chinese Army's bioterrorism program and a COVID lifeline is being severed talking about ivermectin. And several other articles remain. I encourage our listeners and watchers to have a look at it on Mercola.com, show all articles. On the other hand, the bad news, kind of mixed bad and good news, this CCDH.
The counter for defense against hate or something. It's so stupid.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you
and then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back to your calls in just a moment. But here's one of these stories that's just breaking my mind today. We showed you, it may have been yesterday, may have been last week, we showed you the video from Ireland of Irish police busting in and breaking up a Catholic mass because of COVID restrictions. And there was a guy recording that saying, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You're breaking up a church service. This isn't right. Well, now that guy who filmed the police shutting down the church service has had his children taken away. Irish police break into man's home and remove his children at 3 a.m. after he films police barging in and shutting down a Catholic mass. The local Garda, or Irish police, barged into a Catholic mass in Athlone, Ireland last weekend and shut down the service. As you can see from the video, the congregation was sitting rows apart, and even crazy Dr. Fauci standards were likely, and even by crazy Dr. Fauci standards, they were likely not in danger of infecting others at the church. One man in the congregation, later identified as Pat Sweeney, decided to film the assault on the Catholic service by the state. A couple of nights later, a local Garda stormed the man's house at 3 a.m. and took his children away. Just mind-blowing. Then the Garda took the man to the police station. They told him they were worried about his mental condition. His mental condition. It's just one of those things that, like, again, I'm like a very empathetic person. Even if I don't agree with someone's motivation, I can usually comprehend it and understand it. And then stuff like this happens, and you try to wrap your mind around, okay, who gave the order? All right, the police are just doing their job. They're just following orders. I can understand that, even though it's not appropriate and not an excuse, breaking into a man's house at 3 a.m. to take his children because they filmed you in a church. It's clearly disregarding all laws. And the crew points out to me, here's the video of the guard. I didn't realize we have this video. Can we go to the audio of this video? All right, we'll go to the audio in just a moment. But the crew points out, you know, hey, at least the police officer's got his chin well protected by that mask. But again, you have to wonder, who gave this order? How did they justify it? What is the barrier? You know, what's the threshold of evidence you have to reach to take someone's children away? Do you have to provide any information, or is somebody just saying, hey, go take that guy's children, and they just go do it without asking any questions? Why don't they ask any questions? Why are they permitted to get away with this? What about this guy's neighbors and friends? Are they just, well, he shouldn't have filmed that guy in the church? Like what? Who gave the order to shut the church service down? Who's holding these people to account? I cannot wrap my mind around this. I cannot fathom how this could have possibly taken place in a place like Ireland. But here we are. And this is just how it goes. So there you go. Irish police breaking into a man's home and removing his children at 3 a.m. because he dared to film the police shutting down a Catholic church service. It's coming here, folks. There's nothing in our recent history that would convince me that that exact thing couldn't happen here in America and we wouldn't roll right over to it. Let's go to this video now, because I haven't actually seen the newer one. I played the one of the guy filming them shutting down the church service, but here is the video of the Irish police actually in this man's home, and let's see what they say to him.
With you with the utmost dignity here tonight.
Excuse me.
I have explained to you. Why we're doing what we're doing. You have become more vocal since you've had access to your mobile phone, and I know you're recording me. And I've no problem with that, because I'm satisfied what we have done is lawful.
Fucking crazy.
Okay, now the next one
is fucking crazy.
Yes. Patrick.
This is crazy.
Yes. Patrick, now. Just stand here now.
How many here? One, two, three, four.
Patrick.
Either you come back in here with us.
Huh?
Or you... Right? Come back in here. Right. Now. Okay. Now, Patrick, you'll be coming with us unless you cross the borders fully. Okay? Do you understand that? Okay. Now, we're going to go.
Okay. Have you a pair of shoes? We're going to get you some medical assistance for yourself, okay?
I want to get
medical assistance?
Yes, medical assistance.
We want to get you medical assistance.
Medical assistance for what?
As I said, from the investigations we have done tonight, we have concerns for your well-being also.
Oh.
What investigations are they?
I will talk to you in more detail about them. We're going to go to Longford.
Am I
under... Yes. You are detained under the Mental Treatment Act, yes, under Section 12 of the Mental Treatment Act for assessment.
Of the what?
Section 12 of the Mental Treatment Act 2001.
Have you, Patrick, have you shoes?
Huh?
Have you shoes there? Can you put shoes on you? Okay.
Where are my children?
Your children, as I said, we've invoked Section 12 of the Child Care Act 1991 as amended. And your children will be going into care.
Your children will be going into care.
It's disgraceful.
You're taking the man's children from him.
Okay, have you a pair of shoes, Patrick, now? Okay. Can you get shoes?
Can I get a dress?
Yes, you can. All right.
Your children are going into care.
5 minutes. Give them 5 minutes.
Okay.
Can you possibly imagine? This guy's crime is filming a video. I mean, just oh man. You're in church. You're a loyal Catholic, just enjoying your Sunday service. Suddenly the police kick the door in. You think this is weird and bad. I'm going to film this to let people know. The next thing you know, they pulled Section 12 and they say, for your health, for your mental health, your children are going into care and you are being detained so we can get you the help that you need. My God. I mean, what? This is the thing. Like, do I need to explain why this is bad to people? Do you need to be told, like a child, that it's not okay for the police to invoke mental health laws to kidnap your children from you because you dared film them shutting down a church service? I mean, do I need to explain this to you? People of Ireland, or people of America, or people of Canada, or people of the UK, or anywhere else that once enjoyed freedoms and once understood the danger of giving your government unaccountable, totalitarian, total control over every aspect of your life. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I mean, we know the answer to this, right? We know what the solution is. It's the one I can't say. Like, we know what line they've crossed. It's just a lose-lose situation. Who's to say that tomorrow my door isn't kicked down and because I'm on InfoWars, I'm mentally incompetent and my child is taken away? And what's to stop them from shooting me dead when I pull out my gun?
Last week I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or preparewithalex.com. Go with your gut.
and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, VasoBeats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. I just want to play this video real quick. Clip number 9. This is a woman who is very excited at having received her Moderna shot, and she's eagerly looking forward to her second Moderna shot. Here is one of the... one of the vaccinated of America.
Moderna vaccine update. Still rocking my ginormous lymph node over here. Whoop, it's my new friend. Along with that, I have lymph nodes all down my armpit, all on the side of my boob, in my groin area, that are all swollen and tender. It's awesome. Also, my leg's been very swollen on my left side, so now the doctor wants to do an ultrasound to make sure I don't have any blood clots. But luckily, I'm negative on COVID, so I don't have that. Still having dull headaches and, like, killer shoulder pain on the one side. I'm not really sure what that is. So, 2 weeks in, we'll see. I got my second shot coming up, and I am not looking forward to it.
So, there's me, or is that woman on the edge of tears the entire time there? It's just like, well, I don't want to get a mild respiratory disease, so I went ahead and got a shot that has given me growths all over my body and has left me in interminable pain. She's just like, I'm so happy. It's awesome. I've got all these growths all over, and my leg might have to be removed, and I might die from the blood clot, and I'm about to go get my second one. Yay. I've named my lymph nodes. They're my friends now. It's just like, you poor, poor victim. Just insane. Just insane. Let's go out to the phone calls. Let's get some sanity in this world. James in New York has called about Bill and Melinda's divorce. The great splitting. Melinda Gates about to become the richest woman in the world. Well done, ladies. James in New York, you're on the air.
Honestly, I'm kind of happy about this. So I'm a first-time caller, just to say, and I've been listening to you guys since November. I was reading Armstrong Economics, Martin Armstrong, last year around May, and he kind of hinted at this potentially happening last year. I'm sure he wasn't the only one that was hinting at this, because it kind of seemed a little political.
Mm.
So when this story broke and I was listening to Tom Papert hosting a war room on Monday, immediately I got three possibilities that this might happen, that of the reason why this is going on. One, it could be political. They're trying to hide what's really going on with what they're doing. Two, it didn't work out between them. 27 years, he was kind of using her. Or three, which I believe this is the more accurate one, she has a conscience and she finally saw what Bill is actually doing. She didn't agree with everything that he was doing with regards to, decreasing the population, vaccinating everybody. Yeah, she was backing up a lot of this stuff, but I just feel like, her having this piece of conscience, I don't know how much of it she has, it kind of told her, this voice in her head kind of told her, I need to get out of this because of the peer pressure. There's a lot of people hating on us. Might as well do this. And there was another article just Monday as well, Martin Armstrong posted. It was Melinda Gates to divorce Bill. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And this was basically the same thing that Alex said right before. And once Alex got onto the war room and talked to Tom Papert about this, I was like, oh my God, everybody's on the same page now where, we feel like Melinda's actually slowly but surely trying to get away from this. She's doing a good thing by divorcing this guy who's pretty much evil, who doesn't have a soul and he's pretty much dead inside. So I'm honestly very excited. I'm very excited to see what's going on, I have a feeling because of this, he might end up losing some of his power that he has on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would probably disagree with that because I think Melinda has a lot to do with the way things have gone. I think she's actually been a driving force behind a lot of his activity. So I don't think she is as much like, oh, now she's grown a conscience and doesn't want to be involved with Bill's stuff, because I think a lot of this stuff was initiated by Melinda. I think she is a very large part of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation beyond just, being one of two. I think, her ideas are a lot of the ones being pushed forward. It probably has more to do with the fact that he sees himself as a master race savior kind of guy who, thinks he understands the world better than everybody else. And it should be up to him to make decisions for people's lives and not the people, because, he's just so much smarter than them. And, basically he sees them as children. And, he's this entire, saga has been him building himself up as this. And he probably just devotes all of his time to this. I imagine their marriage wasn't particularly heavenly before this, but probably in the last year or so, he, if I had to guess, has devoted like no time to personal life because he is obsessively trying to, ride this thing to the end, knowing that the wheels could come off at any point. And that's probably put extra stressors on it. But Maybe she just doesn't want to eat bugs. You know, maybe she doesn't like drinking poop water. Maybe she's sick of him talking about mosquitoes all the time. Or maybe she grew a conscience and actually disagrees with his little, you know, math equation that he came up with, where one of the integrals is people and he wants to reduce it to zero. So maybe she did grow a conscience. She definitely grew a couple extra inches of face over the last 10 years or so. Thanks for the call, James. Let's go to Noah in South Carolina, who's calling about the Bond Men's Conference with Jesse Lee Peterson, who we have not had on this show yet, to my chagrin. I don't know if we've reached out to him, but I'm very eager to have Jesse Lee Peterson on this show because he's always – maybe we did have him once on American Journal. I know I've interviewed him a bunch on War Room and stuff, but Jesse Lee Peterson's one of my favorite guests of all time, and Bond is the conference he runs, and Noah from South Carolina has called in about it. Thanks for calling in, Noah. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing, man? I think you're a great anchor man. You got a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
I just love hearing your show every morning.
Thank you. I'm sorry. It's not as humorous today. I'm sort of just like drowning here in all of this horribleness right now. But I try to keep it a little bit light in the mornings for you fine folks. Thanks. Thank you, though, Noah.
Yes, sir. And I've been listening to InfoWars since I was in middle school. I spent my whole stimulus and then some on the store. So I know the joke's pretty much on us because of inflation, but take that, Joe Biden.
So what's this about Bond's Men Conference? Is it coming up?
On August the 14th, he's going to be in Orlando, Florida. And I wanted to call and let y'all know because I think, you know, you guys should try and make it out there. You know, you, Alex, maybe Owen, but I know you guys got a lot of things going on, and you know, it's crunch time now. So
yeah, well, you know, I haven't really gone on a trip in over a year, so I'm looking at things to get me on the road and go visit. I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll look into that. Are you going to be there, Noah?
I am. I already purchased my ticket. Everything's looking good so far, unless, you know, they clamp down with COVID restrictions. But it being Florida, I don't foresee that happening.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds like a lot of fun. In fact, it sounds amazing. I'd love to do that. And maybe we can get Jesse Lee Peterson on here in the meantime and promote that conference, because I think it's a great thing. And I think his message is exactly right. I think, you know, one caller earlier today said, you know, we got to right-wing women need to start stepping up and standing up to their liberal counterparts. I totally agree. But men as well need to take on the challenges of being a man and not fall into the grime of video games and whatever else you find on the Internet.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, well, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying or super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, in the next hour, I will be welcoming Gavin Wax to the program and very excited to talk to him. But this just came across my desk, hot off the presses. All new sales are here, up to 50% off these top-selling products. Because of the slow destruction of the supply chain, we're having to end sales on some of our fan-favorite products. But we want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses for less, so we're bringing you fresh new sales on other classic InfoWars Life products, including a few that have been sold out for months. Ladies and gentlemen, TurboForce is back in stock and 40% off. Yes, folks. TurboForce has been missing from the store. Some people on Twitter I've seen auctioning off their final packet of TurboForce to those desperate info warriors who had not stocked up. Well, fear no more, ladies and gentlemen. TurboForce is back in stock and 40% off, as is the Ultimate Fish Oil. That's back in stock and 50% off. The Ultimate Krill Oil is 25% off. But if you combine the Ultimate Fish Oil and the Krill Oil combo, you get 50% off both of those products. Survivor Shield X2 is 50% off. Winter Sun Plus continues to be 50% off. That's our incredible D3 supplement. All storable foods are 10% off, and there's only 7 days left in that sale. And all T-shirts are, once again, $17.76. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get these best-selling items for up to 50% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, when you purchase these products, you get a 360 win. You're getting these super high-quality products, and you're helping launch InfoWars to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to take advantage of this brand-new sale. Look at that. They haven't even updated the website yet. It's probably the cache on the computer that we use back there. And probably if you go there now, you will see not the restocked and reloaded sale. That's over. You missed that. You waited too long to take advantage of that. Now you've got to go as quickly as possible and take advantage of the newest sale, including TurboForce back in stock and 40% off. That's an incredible deal, an incredible product. Let's go now back out to the phone lines. We go to Mick in New York, who wants to talk about the re-election of Trump. Thanks so much for calling in, Nick. Mick, you are on the air.
Harrison, can you hear me clear?
I can hear you.
Very good. I have a question, Harrison. Before you started taking calls, you were laying out some of the things that are very confusing in terms of just all the madness that's going on.
Yeah.
And so, and these are things that not only you're pondering, these are things that many people who voted for Trump are pondering.
Right.
And so the question becomes, this is what the question becomes. I've been listening to InfoWars for more than 20 years, and you pick up a lot. You learn a lot. One of the things that you notice is that we've been talking about the same thing for a very long time. This has been the buildup for the last 20 years of what's happening. Not saying Alex is wrong or you guys are wrong. You're not. You've pointed out a lot of the stuff. It's very, very accurate.
Right.
The question is, obviously Trump is a human, not the savior. And, you know, he's limited in terms of, you know, what he can do when you have an army of people that have been held back in different, you know, scenarios, Justice Department, just all this stuff that we know that have been held back, didn't cooperate, doing things on the side, who knows, just stymieing the process. Let me put it
right. That way.
The question becomes, once the salt, and I'm going to use a biblical verse, I'm not going into, you know, the Celtic Bible teaching, but I'm going to use a biblical verse to basically use an allegory. When the salt has lost its saltiness, unto wherewith shall you make it salt again? Once it's been trodden under the foot of men, there's no more respect. There's no more of any of that. They just stole the last election. This is obvious.
Yep.
Okay. At least if they didn't steal, let's just say they didn't steal it, but they didn't give the opportunity to prove that they didn't steal it. So this it's extremely questionable.
Yeah.
Okay, to say the least. So the question now becomes, if Trump is going to run again. Okay. And I remember when he was up there and he was saying, hey, we're going to do so much winning.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, please stop. Stop. We're winning too much.
Yeah.
I don't call this winning. I call this exposing 100%. And we're going to go through some hard times to really show their card, to show their underhand, to show who these people are, what their plans are. All this stuff is being exposed, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
But the question is, what are you going to run on? What is the strategy you're going to run on when all of the promises, and he did a lot, definitely, but then there was a lot of things that were rolled back, a lot of things he wasn't able to do. We get that.
Yeah.
Okay. So how bad are things? What is the strategy going forward? In other words, what are you going to sell? Okay, to the people that were just disenfranchised, it was probably 90 million of them.
Yeah.
Okay, if you look at the numbers. What are you going to use to sell? In other words, your ex-girlfriend cheated on or just, you know,
right.
just didn't do the right thing. She left, and now she's saying, hey, do you want to come back? I promise I'm going to, you know, really?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to use? To bring back these folks, because we've been complaining about all this stuff for the last 20 years. One last thought, and I'm going to let you go. Okay, one of the greatest advantages that the other side has over us, okay, is that we think and we think and we're very, very logical. And when you're very logical, you're easy to peg,
mm-hmm.
okay, because they don't play according to the rules. So this is why things that seem illogical to us makes perfect sense to them in the greater scheme of how to win the game.
Right.
Fidel Castro said one thing, okay, and he lived by this method, and it's what they use. He said, the reason that you don't win, and I'm just paraphrasing, but you can look it up. The reason that you don't win is because we're willing to shed blood. And I'm not advocating for violence. I'm using it as an allegory. They're willing to shed blood, and they showed their hand. They showed that they're willing to shed blood. Once again, I ask you, sir, and I ask Alex and all his people that are there, when the salt has lost its saltiness, when you've lost an election and you've disenfranchised 90 million people, what are you going to use to bring those people back? What? What are you going to use? I'm here in New York in the crux of crap, okay, and I see it. Trump came from this. I know what he had to – I can see how he had to fight and wheel and deal to make things happen in this city,
yeah.
Okay? But let's not get it mixed up. Let's not lose the focus. Okay. At the end of the day, people lost jobs, businesses, friends. I mean, everything they lost. What are you going to use to bring those people back? What, create a worse situation so that they can say, oh, my God, things are so bad. We got to run back. Well, of course, that probably will work. Okay. But I don't find that to be a strategy.
Yeah.
Somebody said you got to fix the 2021 election before you could do anything. I'm sorry, 2020. The 2020 election before you can move forward into 2021 and 2024. They better do something about that, because you can't bring people back unless you show that that something has been done. Okay? So you can forget about it. I don't see it. It's not going to – as far as I'm concerned, I'm probably not even going to be voting, because it's just not – there's nothing we're
going to
be voting for.
They're
just fielding again.
Yeah. Look, I clearly can feel your anger. And to be honest, Mick, I 100% agree with you. I think you are dead on target on everything that you've said. I frankly could not care less about Donald J. Trump right now. He completely failed, as far as I can tell. Utterly. He had a total mandate. He had the backing of the majority of the American people. He won the election massively. He had 2 years with the House and the Senate in his control, and he was tepid, and he did half measures, and he put swamp creatures in charge of operations. And, I haven't even covered. He came out with some sort of they're calling it a social media thing, but it's just a website for him. Like, I couldn't care. I don't care. I don't care. He's gone. He is pointless now, useless. He did nothing to help us. He did nothing to prevent his followers from being rounded up in the way that he did. And I'm not blaming it all on him, because I think in reality he was the real deal in the terms of, like, I don't think he was putting anything on or playing us for fools. I think he was sincere in his desires, but he failed. You know, you can be sincere and still fail. You can be sincere and still, be undermined by your by the people underneath you. But it was his choices that didn't work out. Okay, so again, I don't think he, pretended to be something that he wasn't. I think he was exactly what we thought he was, but perhaps he underestimated the true danger that we are in. And that's what sort of makes me mad, is that, as you point out, we've talked about this for 20 years. There was never any mistake as to what was going to happen. Like, we knew this was going to happen. I predicted literally everything that has occurred up till now. In August of last year, I said they're going to use the mail-in ballots to do a fraudulent election. That's going to piss off Trump supporters, because it's going to be so obvious how they cheated. But they're going to say that, calling that out is tantamount to terrorism. They're going to crack down on us. I mean, it was all blatantly obvious what they were going to do, and no one did anything about it. And, like, I just keep thinking back to the year before January 6th, in January of 2019, or January of 2020, rather, when 20,000 people gathered heavily armed and surrounded the capital of Virginia to say, this is what you're up against if you try to pass this gun control laws. And you know what they did? They passed it anyway. They called our bluff. Maybe next time we get 20,000 heavily armed people together, we won't just talk.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, It will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It has been a long week for old Joe, who miraculously ended his week with an embarrassing, dementia-riddled breakdown of the administration's inevitable mishandling of Amtrak.
And so, you know, if you think about it, when I was vice president with Barack, he allowed me to put together a budget for Amtrak, and it had money for high-speed rail at 200 miles an hour from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa, another line. If we had moved, Gov.
Over the weekend, Biden restricted travel from India effective May 4th over a COVID surge in that country while canceling the border walls that had been funded by military contracts by President Trump so that COVID-infected illegal aliens flood directly over our southern border and are shipped into largely unknown communities nationwide. As the NSA reported, estimates are that between 5% and 50% of the persons crossing without documentation are COVID positive. While America continues to twist in the wind, Biden promised unity.
Unity. We can do great things, important things. We can right wrongs.
But Jen Psaki corrected that misunderstanding.
The president's view is that bringing the country together is bringing the American people together. So when I say he is focused on bringing people together, bringing Democrats and Republicans together, he's not talking about solving bipartisanship in this zip code here.
And after the CDC changed course by accepting common sense and allowing the sheep to go maskless in the great outdoors, New World Order tyranny puppet Biden has been told that the show must go on.
I'm sorry, I'm going to, just the last question I'll take, and I'm really going to be in trouble.
Speaking to his fellow corporocratic country club members, Biden's first address was loaded with hypocrisy and padded with tells.
100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. The Defense Department has an agency called DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. The people who set up before I came here, and that's been a long time ago, to develop breakthroughs that enhance our national security. That's their only job. And it's a semi-separate agency. It's under the Defense Department. It's led to everything from the discovery of the Internet to GPS and so much more that's enhanced our security. The National Institute of Health, the NIH, I believe, should create a similar advanced research projects agency for health. With regard to Russia, I know it concerns some of you, but I made very clear to Putin that we're not going to seek escalation, but their actions will have consequences. They turn out to be true, and they turned out to be true. And with the plans outlined tonight, we have a real chance to root out systemic racism that plagues America and American lives in other ways. A chance to deliver real equity. And no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. From the very beginning, there were certain guns, weapons, that could not be owned by Americans. We're not changing the Constitution. Our Constitution opens with the words, as trite as it sounds, "We the people." Well, it's time to remember that we the people are the government.
Election fraud, fatigue, low energy, and arrogance are in control now.
Incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible.
The Andrew Cuomo now leading
story where you can share this video is Non-President Spirals Country into Distress by our very own John Bound. Share that video at band.video. Gavin Wax joins me on 1 minute. Stay with us.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdown are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the third hour of American Journal. My guest this hour is Gavin Wax. He is a Republican commentator and columnist. He's a New York-based conservative political commentator and columnist and intricately involved in the Republican Party, to say the least. His work has been published in the Daily Caller, the Mises Institute, Washington Examiner, The Hill, to name a few. He's been seen on Fox, OAN, and Newsmax. Neither of these are comprehensive lists by any means, but Gavin, you're now on the American Journal to offer your political insight into these challenges conservatives face to save the country from liberal degradation. Your Twitter is at Gavin Wax, and the website is GavinWax.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Gavin.
Thank you for having me, man. Great to be here.
Well, I'm very excited that you're here. And, yeah, as your website shows, your list of accolades and accomplishments and involvement in conservative media and conservative movements is incredible. And so I'm very happy that you're here, and hopefully you can help me to hopefully you can throw me the life preserver I need drowning in all of this bad news right now. Maybe you have some solutions that are eluding me. Just to open the floor here, what is to you is the biggest story right now? What's on your mind as you wake up in the morning and get to work fighting the liberal menace?
Oh, God, that's a tough question. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, everything from the leadership fights on Capitol Hill between the establishment and the emerging populist right to what's happening at the state level. I think if you're looking for white pills and you're looking for something to cheer you up, I think we're seeing a lot of great news on the state level in terms of combating the radical transgender agenda, combating election fraud, combating the corporate agenda with these woke corporate entities pushing critical race theory, both in the private and public spheres. So there's a lot going on nationally, despite what feels like a retreat or a lot of losses for the right wing. But there's a lot to be hopeful for, and there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought up the you have an article, I think it's America First versus MAGA on your website. And that sort of is the growing dividing line, I guess, in the Republican Party. Can you help enlighten us to this, and what exactly is going on? What machinations are taking place? Because there does seem to be an sort of, you know, when I read the word Liz Cheney, I just sort of tune it out. Like, I just couldn't care less. But I'm glad you're on here, because clearly this is a big battle going on behind the scenes and somewhat in front of the scenes in Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, there's obviously the out-and-out moderate establishment types, the corporatists like the Liz Cheney's of the world. They don't shy away from what they are, who they are. But what the right wing has faced in recent years has been a grifting problem. The Democrats tend to march in lockstep. They have an ideological focus, and when they're committed to something, particularly the insurgents among the left, whether it's the DSA or the Justice Dems, they work hand-in-hand to get their goals accomplished, to get their members elected, and to push forward with their agenda. On the right, we've seen this, but it's always been a little more chaotic. We've had the Tea Party movement, which essentially got co-opted, and it wasn't really able to make the most lasting institutional changes. It obviously impacted things like rhetoric. It actually got some people elected, but it was hardly something that completely changed the face of the party. Obviously, if it did, we wouldn't have been talking about Liz Cheney. Now we have this new movement, this populist, right-wing, nationalist, conservative movement, in the form of America First, but there are many grifters, people that use the banner of America First, who use the banner of MAGA, who claim allegiance to Trump, but not necessarily his base or his mission. They use that to fundraise. They use that to propel their own branding, to propel their own campaigns, to fundraise off of Win Red. And now that we have an election cycle coming up in the midterms, we have the primary season in full gear, we on the right need to be more discerning about who we support and who we endorse and who we back, because there are many people who will claim to be one thing, but they're just doing it because they see the winds of change and they're not actually ideologically committed. So we need to have a much more stringent vetting process in these primaries, because this is where we're going to decide who our candidates are. We can't just say, oh, they have an R next to their name, they said a few of the platitudes we like, let's go vote for them in the general. No, we need a vetting process, we need to find the best candidates, and we need to purge out the grifters, the consultant hacks, mm-hmm. and all these candidates who've been approved by the Beltway in one way or another. We need to actually make an authentic movement from the grassroots up.
Wow, very well said. And yeah, I think a general rule of thumb for me is if your last name is the same last name as an architect of the Iraq War, it's going to be a big no from me, Cheney. Okay, I mean, the idea that Liz Cheney, of all people, is somebody that is untouchable, by Republicans. I mean, the Republican establishment has coalesced around her. The elephants surrounding their young when the pride is attacked by lions. I mean, they're clearly very frightened by the America First crowd and very desperate to shut everybody down. I guess, earlier in the show, I was talking about sort of disappointment in Donald Trump and how I frankly don't really care that much about Donald Trump anymore. I mean, it seems like we've moved on from him a little bit. He's doing his own thing, but it doesn't have too much impact on the things I see going on the ground. But really, if you look at President Trump's presidency, the biggest disappointment in all of it is his fellow Republicans, are the Republicans that did not help him achieve his goals and actually stood in his way a lot of times. And so do you think there's enough groundswell support for the true America First, the original MAGA movement, to unseat all of these old school blue blood Republicans? Is there enough energy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the party is dominated by people who either support Trump or support the America First agenda. I mean, this establishment, leadership, corporatist faction of the party, in this recent election in Texas 6, mustered 3% in a candidate that Adam Kinzinger supported. So they really have no broad appeal. They have no more support. They are a bygone, relic of an old age of Republicanism that is long gone. We're in this transition phase right now where leadership is kind of stuck in this old mold, and the base is changing, and it's slowly taking over the institutions, and it's slowly taking over the party ranks. It's frustrating because many in the leadership don't want to admit it. They don't want to change. They don't want to step down. They don't want to be replaced. And they're clinging on to this kind of neoconservative Liz Cheney mode of politics. But we're working through that. We're seeing changes across the country at the state level, at the local level, where really politics should be focused on, because that's where you're going to see some of the most immediate and direct changes in your own personal life by getting involved. But you're absolutely right. Liz Cheney is not the face of the party, and leadership needs to understand that if they're going to take her advice, if they're going to take Frank Luntz's advice, that they are destined for failure, that they are not going to win, that they need to understand that the future is populism. That's what won us in 2016. That's what got Trump the most votes of any Republican president in history. That's what broke the blue wall. That's that's what brought millions of new people to this party, many people who were lifelong Democrats. That's the only way we're going to win elections going forward. It's not, you know, a Chamber of Commerce corporatism anymore. It's working class populism, standing up for America, American sovereignty, and traditional conservative Christian values. That's the path forward, and if you don't want to get behind that, then you're destined to lose, whether it's an internal party fight or the general election. It's simple math, it's good principles, it's good politics. Get behind it, or, you know, get passed on.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that kind of confuses me about the Republicans, because so much of what they do can be understood through the lens of, well, they're out for themselves and they want to get reelected, so they're going to do whatever they need to. And that's why it's confusing, is it's like, well, if you look at the composition of the party right now, if they want to get elected, if they are just out for their own interest, not for their own power, then they should be going to the populist right. But instead, they're going the other way. I'm glad that you pointed out Frank Luntz, and that was the question I wrote while you were talking that I wanted to ask you is, do they just watch mainstream media and listen to people like Frank Luntz, and so they actually have no idea what the true spirit of the Republican Party is now? Like, are they just totally blind to that? Or do they just find it inconvenient, so they're trying to brush it under the rug? Do you know? Any speculation?
I think there's two things going on here, and it's a fantastic question. One, I think they are somewhat in a bubble, both in terms of their media consumption, where they live, who they speak to. They're in the Beltway. They're in their country clubs. They're just watching their set of news. They're not looking at alternative sources. They're not looking at anything from the grassroots. I think that's a component. Then there's a secondary portion to that, which I think they're very much aware. They're not stupid people. I don't think a lot of them are stupid. I think they just have an agenda. And I think they don't want to accept this. They don't want to do this because they're much more worried about maintaining control internally. They're much more worried about their control over the party. They don't necessarily need to win generals. I don't think that they were necessarily unhappy that they lost the Senate or that they don't control the House or they lost the presidency. They would much rather be in the opposition, controlling their party, fundraising, and not having to actually effectuate anything. It's much easier for them to be in the opposition, for them to
indeed,
be the minority.
Indeed it is.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're back, and I got to admit, I'm feeling better already. I've been, if you've been watching the whole show, I'm telling you, I've been feeling like I'm drowning in all this bad news, and luckily my guest, Gavin Wax, seems to have a little bit maybe firmer grasp on things, especially in the political world. Where it's often so deceitful and distasteful to me, I don't even want to pay attention. I don't even care what Liz Cheney is saying these days. But thankfully, people like Gavin Wax are paying attention and actually making sense of it. His Twitter is at Gavin Wax. His website is GavinWax.com. And, of course, he's worked for all sorts of great conservative publications. And we're talking about local politics, how to bring more people into the Republican Party and how to prevent sort of the re-takeover by the grifters and the rhino Republicans, or the corporate conservative, I guess, conservative Inc. When I look at all this, Gavin, when I look at everything that we're seeing, it really reminds me of, you know, the story of the Gordian knot, right? This knot that was impossible to untie. And of course, that ends with Alexander the Great simply slicing the knot in half. And like, that's, maybe it's wishful thinking, but that's what I'm looking for. I'm like, where is the sword to slice the Gordian knot? Where is just the thing that we can just solve all of this without having to pick apart and try to untangle an untangleable knot a constantly tangled knot? Anyway, do you have any idea what this, you know, is your impression the same as me, or am I sort of blowing all of this out of proportion, Gavin?
No, I agree with you. I mean, we're in difficult times for sure as a nation, as a party, as a movement. What happened in the election was extremely unfortunate. We were on the verge of what could have been a generational party control, had the machinations of the Democrat machines in these cities not been in full force. So it's unfortunate what's going on. And Trump, while not perfect and while having his flaws and making many mistakes, he was the best, standard bearer for our movement. He was the best person to move us forward, to articulate a cause, to unite people, to rally people. And it was unfortunate what happened. And right now, while he still is the de facto leader, he's kind of been silenced in many ways. And many people sort of feel rudderless. They don't know which way to go. And there's many different factions emerging and different players trying to fill in the gaps and trying to manipulate the base and shift them away from what they really believe. So it's definitely an interesting time, politically speaking, but hopefully we'll be able to push through. I'm very optimistic. I don't see the point in getting too depressed or nihilistic or defeatist about it. I think that's what the left wants. Mm. They want us to think there's no future, and if that was true, their propaganda wouldn't be necessary. They wouldn't have to push their lies, push their gaslighting, if they thought they were firmly in control. So that's always a good thing to keep in the back of our minds.
Yeah, very good point. And then, of course, you pointed out that local politics is a place where the national control is not so easily exerted, and we can actually have been making a lot of great strides, whether that's on the state level or even more local on the county or city level. Tell us about some of that. You've written about some of it on GavinWax.com and, of course, on your Twitter at GavinWax. What's happening in the local political sphere that we can look forward to or get involved in?
People need to look away from the Beltway, from D.C. We have no power there now. And even when we were, quote unquote, in power, the deep state and the administrative state was certainly holding back the wishes of the American people and their duly elected representatives. But what we can do is really start to dominate at the state and local level. There are plenty of places across this country that are deep red, where things like their school board are dominated by Democrats because Republicans, either the party or otherwise, just weren't interested in running candidates, weren't interested in fighting for these small local positions. But these are the things that decide, well, are we going to push critical race theory in your schools? Are we going to teach your children to hate mom and dad? Are we going to teach them to hate themselves? Are we going to make sure that they dye their hair blue and start cutting themselves? Mm. How do you fight that? Take over your local school boards. Elect sheriffs who are willing to fight back against federal and state overreach. Elect mayors and city council members who are going to fight mask mandates. Elect party precinct captains and district leaders who are going to influence your party away from, just being Chamber of Commerce, corporate hacks. This all happens at the local and state level. And for the next, until the midterms, we're going to have to really refocus at the state level. We control tons of states across the country. We have many trifecta states where we have a governor and both legislative chambers. These are states where we could pass laws against big tech, against deplatforming, like they're starting to do in Florida. Mm-hmm. These are states where we can ban, things like critical race theory, where we can ban the mutilation of children in the name of transgenderism. This is where we can ban, kind of corporate bailouts and corporate handouts, like we saw in Georgia with the film credits that basically turns that state blue. All that can happen at the state level, so you have to get involved. You can't just focus on the presidential. You just can't focus on the big marquee races. You need to get down in the weeds of local politics. You start going to your county party meetups, going to your local club meetups, getting involved at the grassroots level. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of angry people who want to see change. And you can get elected. There's plenty of things to get elected for, and that's how you're going to effectuate policy beyond just, what's happening at the national level, which is pretty depressing in all honesty.
Well, and hopefully by getting involved locally, that change will filter up to the national level, right? Because the GOP or the Republican National Party is really composed of all of these smaller groups. So if you can sort of start to influence those, then hopefully that influence will eventually trickle up to the top. So you're advocating more of a bottom to top strategy rather than going for the top and hoping that change trickles down.
Well, that was the problem, is that Trump inherited a party that was just rotten across, from top to bottom. It just was not aligned with his agenda. He couldn't staff his administration because the party for years, for decades, had been this sort of big Chamber of Commerce kind of corporatist party. And the party infrastructure hadn't caught up to him. We need to clean ranks. We need to rebuild the party. And in doing so, the next time we have an opportunity at the White House, the next time we have opportunity at United Government at the federal level, we will have a party which we can recruit from, which we can staff from, which we can draw from in terms of human capital and talent. Because the biggest problem in Trump's administration was personnel, and personnel was policy. And, partly his fault, but partly no fault of his own, it was very hard for him to staff his administration with people that aligned with his base, aligned with his agenda, aligned with his vision of an America First party, because it simply didn't really exist yet. They were still kind of in this old mold of politics because the party hadn't been changed, the leadership hadn't been changed, and he kind of went along with it thinking that they would also toe the line, that they would also move with the winds of change. But as we saw with the Mitch McConnells of the world, mm-hmm. and the Ronald McDaniels, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, man, it's such a good point. And I think, a little ray of hope here to put the pessimism to the side for a second. I think a lot of the old guard Republicans, the more corporate Republicans, they fulfill a lot of the stereotype of the Republican Party. And I know a lot of times I'll see, far left socialists say stuff about Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham that I totally agree with. I mean, they're talking about how they're corporate controlled or how they're warmongers. And I'm like, yeah, right on. That's exactly right. So maybe if we can shed ourselves of these old guys and bring in some new blood that's actually anti-corporation and pro, populist and pro the American people, maybe there is a chance we can bring some people over from the left once we sort of actively exert the effort needed to shed ourselves of the old stereotypes that we're still bombarded with. What do you think about that?
I see it at the local level. I run a local young Republican club here in New York. People come up to us all the time and said, I had no idea this is what the Republican Party was like. We always thought it was this stodgy old kind of corporatist, you know, country club thing. No, we're young, we're fresh, we have great ideas, we're fighting against the actual institutions, the quote-unquote man.
Right.
We are the counterculture. And once people realize that, they flock. They flock to our ranks, and it's great to see.
Man, white pill after white pill. Very exciting stuff. More with Gavin Wax on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beach concentrated beet extract. Create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, brought to you entirely by Infowarsstore.com. And I will remind you that the new sale just dropped, and TurboForce is back in stock and 40% off. Go there, as well as the Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock and 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to get our amazing supplements at great prices, and you support everything that we do here, including getting our incredible guest. Gavin Wax is my guest for this whole hour. You can find his Twitter at Gavin Wax or his website, GavinWax.com, where he posts a lot of his really in-depth research and entries into the blog that you have. Gavin is really interesting, and you know, basically every topic we could do an entire show on. But I want to ask you about something that just dropped a breaking headline that we've just seen, and that is that Facebook's oversight board has not chosen to reverse their decision, and Donald Trump will remain banned off of that. A lot of people kind of starting to recognize, we've been talking about the oversight board for years now because they've been talking about it for a while. But now people are starting to recognize, hey, this is a corporate Supreme Court that decides whether or not you're allowed to have speech on the internet. What the heck is going on here? Your reaction to this news that this privately, you know, billionaire funded oversight Supreme Court of the internet has chosen to ban the former president of the United States for life, I suppose. And what's your response to this?
It's just another reason that Republicans need to get real and return to their roots of being a party of trust busters and protectionists.
Right on.
These big tech monopolies are not your friends. These corporatist Silicon Valley types are not your friends. It doesn't matter how many white papers you publish about the virtues of the free market. They want you dead. They want you banned. They want you unpersoned. They want you not to be able to make a living, all because you happen to hold views that are counter the orthodoxy. So people have to get real and realize that if we're going to have a society, if we're going to have an actual free country, that we cannot allow the main and most prevalent forms of communication and mass media be controlled by a few select companies that are actively political and actively hate you. We need laws on the books that are going to stop deplatforming. We need laws on the books that are going to punish these companies for censorship, just like we don't allow the phone companies to shut off your phone lines if you have a conversation with someone they don't like. Tech companies need to be treated the same way. They need to be regulated. They need to be put down, because right now they're out of control. They're actively influencing our elections. They're actively influencing our culture and society. So I have to give a lot of praise to people like Ron DeSantis, who is, you know, actively pushing for the first piece of legislation at the state level to do just that. I don't think it goes far enough, but at least it's a step in the right direction. This is something that we should have done in the first 2 years of Trump, when we had full control of government. We should have gone after big tech. We should have edited some of these laws that make them liable for lawsuits if they are, you know, not treat them like publishers, like, because they're not treat them like publishers, because that's what they are. They're editorializing content, so they should be liable like a newspaper or a magazine is. They have so many carve outs and so many protections right now, and it's just really let them run crazy with it in the form of banning a president and certainly many others. But again, I have to blame Trump. He saw this was happening over many years, and he didn't act until it hit him hard and until it hit him personally. And that's why we need to be more vigilant, and we need to stand up for everyone who gets banned, whether it's Alex Jones or whether it's President Donald Trump. They're going to come for you sooner rather than later.
Yep, I could not agree more. Very well said, sir. And it does seem like this was sort of a coordinated unveiling of the oversight board, right? For if you've been paying attention to this sort of stuff, you know about the oversight board, and you've known about it for several years. They started talking about this probably in 2018, maybe even earlier. But it was always sort of underground. It was always sort of like, yeah, eventually we'll have an independent oversight board. And this seems like the unveiling, right? A few days ago, they said, oh, the decision is coming down now. And they're literally treating it like a Supreme Court, but totally unelected, totally unaccountable. They hold their own ideas, their own agendas, their own ideologies, their own reasons for doing what they do. And it can be entirely secret. There's no reason why they wouldn't have to do that, or they, you know, that they would have to not do that. But this does seem like a coordinated unveiling, right? And from now on, I expect we'll hear a lot more about the oversight board as the media continues to treat it as if it's some sort of legitimate form of oversight over big tech, when in reality it's just a branch of big tech itself.
It's very Orwellian. I mean, anyone who actually expects these entities to self-regulate is really just naive, or just completely misinformed, or naive, misinformed, or just on their own payroll. like many libertarians are. And, you know, I used to have great respect for many libertarians, agreed with them on many issues. But as it comes to big tech, they're completely lost, and they don't understand the threat that we're facing from these entities. They don't understand that the amount of power that they have concentrated. Some of these tech companies are more powerful than many sovereign states in terms of the influence, the reach that they have with their platforms. So really, we need to get real, that we need to understand that they're taking not only advantage of government privileges and protections in the form of 230, but they're also just greatly abusing the free market, and they're operating like monopolies, and they don't have competition. And anytime competition arises, they collude like a cartel to shut it down. So the old adage of, oh, just go make your own tech platform or go make your own website, just doesn't apply anymore, as we've seen with sites like Parler or Gab, which have been routinely shut down, which have been routinely pushed off of essentially the internet and banking and all other forms of things that you would need to run a business. They're making it more and more difficult. So there really is no free market solution at this point. This is a place where the state has a role. The state should protect the people, allow people to have an open forum for discussion online or otherwise, because if we continue to allow this, we're never going to be able to disseminate our ideas. We're never going to get competing views. We're never going to have a free society. I mean, that was the basis of this country, of freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and we need to have it in all its forms, in all its media, written, verbal, digital, or otherwise.
Yeah, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Government is the only thing big enough for now that can actually hold these groups to account. Of course, they're acquiring power so much and have such influence over the government at this point. They're practically merging and becoming the same thing. You know, the great merger is really a more accurate term for the great reset. There is no free market solution to this. And so this is one of the places where we have to reject, as you point out, the libertarian idea. Or, you know, I hear it from a lot of callers, and I understand the impetus, because you see everything going wrong and you see all of the attacks that you're under. And it is sort of tempting to be like, I'm just going to separate, I'm going to go away, and I'm just not going to listen to any of these crazy people. But in reality, they're still going to get you. Like you got to actually be involved in order to take over the institutions that have enough power to keep things like big tech in check. You cannot retreat from this fight, right?
So true. You cannot retreat to your ideological ghettos. That's why I had the big issue with Parler and even Gab, which both sites I have a lot of respect for, is because it's just an echo chamber. It's just a bunch of right-wingers talking to each other. That's not going to get the message across. I know plenty of people who, you know, they got intellectually curious and they found people that were on the right. They found people who had dissenting views from the orthodoxy, and they got red-pilled. That's never going to happen if you're just concentrated on these online ideological ghettos. You need to fight them. That's why I'm still on Twitter. I hate Twitter. I find their leadership repugnant, but they are the biggest platform. They have the most eyeballs. They have the most reach. So I'm going to be there in order to get a message across. That's what we have to do. We can't just retreat. We can't just give up ground, because we're constantly doing that as a right-wing movement. We're always conceding. We're always retreating. We're always saying, oh, they can have this. We just want to be left alone. They're never going to leave you alone. There is no peaceful separation. There is no peaceful secession. You either stand your ground and fight, or you're going to be dominated. And I say that even in the real world. As I'm here in New York, and I know a lot of people are moving to Florida, I personally don't think that that's a solution, because they're not going to just let you live free in Florida. You have a great governor there now, but the federal government is going to come down wherever you are, and they're going to persecute you. They're going to undermine your rights as free citizens. It doesn't matter if you're in New York or Florida. That's just a temporary relief. You need to stand where you are and fight for your rights, fight for your values, whether it's digitally in terms of free speech or otherwise. But constantly, you know, shifting away from them and trying to just flee is not a winning strategy. It's a losing strategy, and that's what many have done over the past several years.
Yeah, absolutely, and it relates back to exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of this interview, with the idea of changing the Republican Party to be more populist and more anti-corporate. I mean, this is an aspect where we need more government power to hold corporations in check, and it's something that I know a lot of even people who are liberals can come on our side, because after all, what we want is free speech, and we want corporations not to have total control over the American population. And I think that's something that all Americans can come together on. So we're only going to increase, you know, our party's attractiveness if we can get rid of some of these people who think that it's totally fine that Facebook can censor the president of the United States. It's absurd.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal. killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. Please share these videos and go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. My guest this hour is Gavin Wax. It's really been incredibly informative and, frankly, uplifting for me. It's good to know that some things are happening on the local level and that there's even hope. It's good news as far as I'm concerned because of all of the bad news that we hear. So I thank Gavin Wax for coming on. His Twitter is at Gavin Wax. His website is GavinWax.com. Now, we have a few callers who've held on the line and have some comments or some questions. To the callers, I want to ask you to keep your comments or your questions as short as humanly possible because we want to hear Gavin Wax's response to it. Let's go first to, a celebrity, Socrates in Minnesota. Socrates is on the line about something happening next week. Thanks for calling in, Socrates. You are on the air with Gavin Wax.
Hi.
We're having a rally. Last I heard, we have events set up in 42 states. Most states have more than one event called Freedom 515. You can search freedom515.com, or you can search Facebook for Freedom 515 or TikTok.
Awesome. So Freedom... Freedom 515 is the name of the rally, and that relates to the 15th of May. Am I right?
Correct.
Cool. So there will be rallies all across the country. Thanks for letting us know about that, Socrates, and we will look into it. Gavin, I'm seeing a lot of people now that the coronavirus pandemic is starting to subside. Finally, more rallies are being held. I hadn't heard of this Freedom 515 until the caller called in. There are rallies. In, as he said, 42 different states. I think this looks great. What do you think? How effective do you think these types of movements are, Gavin, of just getting people together to stand up when they're being told, you know, protesting basically makes them a domestic terrorist at this point? I think it's important that we stand up.
Well, of course, the media and Republican consultants will always, disregard the rallies and these big movements from the grassroots because it makes them look foolish, it makes them look dumb, and it also is effective. And that's what they hate the most, is effective conservative outreach and grassroots efforts. I mean, these are great. They bring people together. They show that there's force in numbers, and they show that there's other people like them that think like them, because many people, they're kind of atomized, and they live isolated, and they don't know there are other people out there that share their views, and these rallies bring them together. They organize. I mean, we need to really start stealing many of the left's tactics.
Right.
The left has mastered things like community organizing. They've mastered the art of these grassroots rallies. They've mastered the art of bringing people together. The right has always shunned that, but we really need to get behind it. Actually, Trump was someone who really mastered it with his rallies. They are effective. They are a great show of force. And we need more of them, not less of them, especially now that this ridiculous pandemic is finally coming to an end. So all the power to Socrates in Minnesota and the other states that are doing things that are similar.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I just went to freedom515.com, and, yeah, it looks like there is one happening in Austin, Fort Worth, Stephenville. So a lot of places in Texas, and I will certainly be there in Austin on the 15th, and I hope more people go to freedom515.com and look for a rally near you today. And it'll be happening, of course, on the 15th of May. I think that's great. And thank you for Socrates for bringing that to us. Let's go now to Matt in New York, who has the truth about the Republican Party behind the scenes. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You are on the air with Gavin Wax.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, InfoWarriors? My profession, a knot that can't be untied, we call an axe knot. But the only thing you can do is take an axe to it.
Right.
Cut that freaking thing. So we got to take an axe to the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and cut ourselves free of these demonic losers. And we have to start the United Party, a whole new party, because we cannot waste time trying to untangle that knot. We have to cut free of it. All right. And another thing real quick. Last week you had Dr. Francis Boyle on. And he was actually getting interviewed by Klaus Schwab. Now, he pretended he was someone else. Pull that video up. That is Klaus Schwab. So we are
okay.
All
that's interesting. That's interesting. I'll look into that, Matt, but I don't want to get too off topic, because I think that first your first point is a very interesting one. And it's the conversation around this has sort of subsided, Gavin, recently, because I think sort of right after the election, or right after the inauguration, rather, there was a lot of talk about Trump's going to start a new party. We need to start a new party. That subsided recently, but here Matt from New York brings it back up. What do you think about the idea of a new party, or do you think it's just better to just take over the Republican one? I'm torn.
I would love a new party personally. It would make all our lives much easier just to build something with a clean slate from the ground up. The problem is that the laws and the books in this country are designed to make it extremely hard for that party to get ballot access, for that party to grow, for that party to get votes. We have this first past the post system. So any party we start would just split the vote. It would make the Democrats win every election if we can even get to the ballot in the first place. I mean, we've had third parties for decades now, the Libertarians, the Greens, whatever, and they've never done anything. I would love to start a new party. You're better off trying to find a way to change the laws on the books to make it more of a multi-party system. But that's a massive structural change that really makes, you know, taking over the Republican Party look pale in comparison. So I understand where my fellow New Yorker is coming from. I would love to do that. It's just, you know, you look at the math, you look at the laws, it would be counterproductive and it would set us back by decades. That's why I take the route of just taking over the Republican Party, just like the left has successfully taken over the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party used to be the working man's party. It used to be more blue dog conservative. They got taken over. We could do the same thing in the Republican Party. We just need to rally, we need to organize, and we need to keep fighting.
You know, that's such a good point, and it relates to what you said to the last answer as well, because you're talking about stealing the leftist tactics or adopting some of the leftist tactics, especially when it comes to community organizing or organizing rallies and protests. Another tactic that the leftists have been incredibly effective with is the DSA and sort of this insurgent socialist movement within the Democratic Party that I don't think the Democrats saw coming at all. And I remind people all the time that the first time anybody outside of, you know, a very small district in New York that anybody had heard of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was when she defeated her primary opponent. Like, she'd already won the election by the time people knew who she was. So this was really an underground, like, secret movement that nobody even realized was happening until she was suddenly in office. So there's a lesson there, isn't there, Gavin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would support an umbrella organization that acts like an auxiliary of the party, like the DSA. We could have the Populist Conservatives of America that would organize and channel all the frustration, energy, and grassroots potential into taking over the party. That I would support. It can operate almost like a party without actually being a party. That's what the DSA is. The DSA is effectively everything just short of being a party. I think that's the best way to go forward with it. If we're going to try to really take over the Republican Party and squash the uni party, which is what the gentleman from New York was talking about. We have a uni party in this country. The establishment of the Democrats and the establishment of the Republicans are the same people. They hate us. They hate America. They want to just propel their own interests and line their own pockets. I understand that frustration. We just have to be smart about how we take them down.
Yeah, and even, you know, the DSA has been very effective at getting people in, but even more so, it's been effective at pushing the rest of the Democrats more farther, more far to the left. I mean, everyone from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer are, I think, terrified of this insurgent socialist wing, and so they're giving them everything that they want. So I think it's a win-win solution here. You sort of started, as you put it, perfectly, an auxiliary to the Republican Party that focuses on unseating the more traditional corporate conservatives in favor of more populist Trumpish America First Republicans. And if nothing else, that'll at least convince the more typical corporate Republicans that that's not a winning strategy and they need to move more towards our side. I think that's absolutely fantastic. We're coming up to the end of the show here, Gavin. It's been incredibly enjoyable. Of course, Gavin can be found on his Twitter at Gavin Wax and his website, GavinWax.com. And it's seen all over everything from the Daily Caller to the Washington Examiner and everything in between. I want to thank you so much for coming on the program. Is there anything else you would like to tell the people of America or anywhere else they can find you or support you, sir?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. This was a great time. I think we covered a lot of ground. And if you guys are a fan of mine, you can check out my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Gavin Wax. And also you can check out the club that I run, the New York Republican Club. We're the oldest, largest young Republican club in the country. We have our own clubhouse here in Manhattan. We're fighting in the belly of the beast for our conservative America First values. Anyone can join. Anyone can become a member. Anyone can support our mission. We're trying to take over the party at the local level. We're trying to elect Republicans that fight for our values, and we're trying to keep the message alive even well beyond enemy lines. You can check us out online, nyyrc.com, at nyyrc on social, and we appreciate any support we can get.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to have you on again soon. This has been very fun.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Gavin. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. That's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. The Alex Jones Show starts in just over 1 minute. You can support everything that we do here by going to Infowarsstore.com and taking advantage of our brand new sale. Turbo Force is, ladies and gentlemen, back in stock after being missing for a very long time. I know a lot of callers call in saying, when is Turbo Force going to be back? Well, it's back, folks, and it's 40% off. Go there, get a great product, and support this broadcast. Thank you.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well.
I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.